We are here with Windward Islands all-rounder Keron Kutoy looking back at Zone B action in Super 50 Claudio Medical Insurance 2019 between Windward Islands and the USA. Keron, first question. After two difficult games, Windwards are finally off the mark. What is the overall team reaction right now?
Well, everyone is in good spirits. We're actually, you know, hoping for a win. You know, that last game, we obviously got it. It's just a start in that wheel, a turn in that wheel for us in terms of, you know, the momentum going forward into the rest of the tournament. Just hoping that the guys, you know, continue to stay focused and pull off more wins as the tournament progresses.
Yeah, obviously, before the tournament when we spoke, you obviously acknowledged the important role you would have to play with both bat and ball, and yes, last evening you did it. So talk to me first about the batting performance. Obviously, at 128/7, Windwards are in a tough position, but yourself and Shane had a good partnership that helped push Windwards to 225. Talk to me about that period of the game.
Shane and I has always had like good batting performances together. We understand each other, obviously playing, you know, with each other for numerous amounts of years. You know, coming into bat at that stage, I was just trying to, you know, keep it as simple as possible. When Shane joined me in the wicket also, we just decided that we are gonna, you know, bat some balls and, you know, see what the pitch is doing and what the bowlers are doing, you know, assess the conditions as long as possible and, you know, just enjoy, you know, a good contest. We know that we were under a bit of pressure, so we just had to soak up that pressure for a little bit. And in the back end, we both can get away with the ball, so we weren't too worried about the hitting part of it, but it was just a matter of, you know, occupying the crease for as long as possible and, you know, batting, you know, balls and, you know, try to carry, you know, the overs as far or deep into the innings as we possibly can.
Yeah, and similarly with the ball, when USA were 116/3, you got the key wicket of Stephen Taylor and then the floodgates opened. Again, that bowling period, what was the plans like and...
It's just a matter of, you know, keeping the cricket as simple as possible while, you know, breaking down the cricket in different segments. We know that, you know, Stephen Taylor was a key wicket and we just needed not to give him, you know, any boundary balls. You know, at that stage, you know, with him being in, the singles wouldn't really hurt us too much. But once we give away twos and obviously the boundary balls, that would hurt us even more. You know, we continue to build pressure. Obviously, I thought, you know, Larry Edwards bowled pretty well, as Shane Schillingford as well. I thought that all the bowlers, you know, bowled pretty well up to that point. When I came on to bowl and we got the wicket of Stephen Taylor, as you said, I mean, that opened, you know, the floodgates for us, you know, to recover, you know, in their team. But with that being said, I thought the skipper handled the team, you know, pretty decently as well. And I want to give credit to and the entire team, you know, for the energy that they uphold, you know, during that innings.
And lastly, obviously, big game now on Friday against Guyana. Have you guys had a chance in the hectic schedule to really assess them and their games, or are you just looking ahead to this? Focus on yourselves going ahead to Friday.
I didn't hear you, sorry.
Yeah, are you guys just had a chance to look at Guyana and their previous games to assess what your plans would be, or are you just focusing on just yourselves going into Friday?
Well, I think what is important is for us to, you know, just pay attention, you know, to our game, you know, to see where we are falling down, those areas that we are falling down in. Obviously, Guyana isn't having the best tournament, you know, so far. So we also want to capitalize on that, you know, obviously coming off of a really good win. I think that, you know, we still have, you know, good energy and, you know, we have a bit of momentum going forward. So like I said, it's just a matter of, you know, focusing on our game, making sure that, you know, we hit our markers in terms of our team plans. And I'm pretty sure when we come up against Guyana, once we can do that, you know, by sticking to the basics and stuff, you know, we can definitely pull off another win.